Back now with Day to Day. So who's going to be America's next top gospel choir? That's being decided in a contest called How Sweet the Sound. The nationwide competition pits church choirs, large and small, against each other to see who can make the most joyful noise. The prize is $25,000 to be presented at next month's grand finale in Atlanta. Today there's a preview of that. Los Angeles is hosting one of nearly a dozen regional choir contests. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports on one competing L.A. choir.
How many know the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever? If you know that, come on, wave your hand. Come on, everybody.
L.A.'s How Sweet the Sound contest goes down today at the Coliseum. And that's fine for a big competition. But to hear the choir at McCoy Memorial Baptist really get loose, you got to go to Sunday service. It's a gorgeous morning in the heart of L.A. The streets outside are still pretty sleepy, but inside, McCoy's choir is on fire. The church is lit up with stained glass light pouring through the windows, and the music of McCoy's choir floods the church hall. The group stands front and center, nearly 40 deep. Men, women, and a few teenagers sway together like windblown wisteria in church robes about that same color. Most churchgoers are on their feet too, singing, shouting, and playing tambourines they carried in right next to their Bibles. If those patrons are any proof, McCoy's sure sounds like a choir ready to take on the nation's best. But once church is over, Mass Choir Director Rebecca Sherrell doesn't seem so sure.
And then Wednesday at 6 o'clock, be prepared to work. Be prepared.
Just a week before the How Sweet the Sound regional competition, Rebecca runs down the choir's intense practice schedule. There's $25,000 and a lot of prestige at stake, and this choir wants the top prize.
Now let's get through this one again, because we changed it 10 times.
That means putting in work. So, as promised, Rebecca is back at McCoy Baptist on Wednesday night. She leans over a Hammond organ, studying every note her keyboardist taps out. Together with one other singer, they comb through the music.
And intended to be.
Our pastor is so proud of us. He calls us a ragamuffin choir because we're not professionals, and I don't do auditions. If you have a willing heart, you know, I'll work with you.
Rebecca's devotion to that ragamuffin choir became clear last month when she learned about How Sweet the Sound just weeks before the submission deadline. She and some church members did an 11th-hour scramble to find a good demo video. They dropped their application in the mail and prayed extra hard. Rebecca pushed her singers to put their money where their hearts were. She challenged them to give more to the church.
The bad economics is hitting everybody, from businesses, homes, to churches as well. And of course, when money is plenty, the first thing people do a lot of times is stop tithing. So I asked my choir, I said, if you're not tithing, let's tithe. And if you are tithing, give a little bit more, and let's just try God for 30 days.
Soon after the choir made its pack, Rebecca got the phone call. Hundreds of gospel fans had visited How Sweet the Sound's website and voted for McCoy to advance to the next round.
It was unreal and scary, because I said, let's try God for 30 days and see what he'll do. And he's doing amazing things with us.
Now her choir's got one shot, one song, to amaze a tough panel of judges. Rebecca knows it's about more than the music. It's also about stage presence, poise, and connecting with the audience.
I need a blessing, don't pass me by. I need a blessing, don't pass me by.
More choir members have filed in for rehearsal. Acupuncturists, students, and city workers. Folks who have been at it all day, sitting down to hammer out a prize-winning performance, note by note. For the McCoy Choir, rehearsing for the big contest is pure joy.
Okay, you know how some people can do speeches and plays and all that? I sing.
Laura Jackson is a solid alto and sits right in front because she sings lead sometimes. She's pretty shy, though, at least until you ask if McCoy will win. Then she flashes a broad, pretty smile and nods.
Because we're good. When we're good, we're good. So I do believe we have a shot at it.
Novice singer Hugh Morrison just joined the church a few weeks ago, and he headed straight for the choir. Now he finds himself headed for a major gospel competition. He's sure that if McCoy does win the regional face-off, it will have a lot to do with Rebecca's leadership.
I have seen our director humbled by our performance in church, and it's like, gosh, we really sound that good? And if we get the gold, well, that'll be great. You can be quite certain I'll be busting my buttons.
Everybody, one.
Rebecca's been directing McCoy's choirs for more than a decade. The electrical engineer has a steady patience with her singers. Rebecca wants to win How Sweet the Sound, and she pushes her choir for excellence. And when she talks about the competition, it's like a head coach insisting her team have that pregame steadiness that guarantees victory.
We are trying to focus in on what we need to do and not worry about what anybody else is doing, because we just have to be who we are. You know, God didn't bring us this far just to leave us.
Do not pass me by.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
Do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. Do not pass me by.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chappell.